It's been almost 4 months since Pakistan shut down the main supply line for U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. The closure was prompted by errant NATO airstrikes that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. It is creating hardships for Pakistani truckers and for the U.S. military, as NPR's Jackie Northam explains.
Under normal circumstances, the Shireen Jinnah terminal here in Karachi is a busy place, with oil tankers rumbling through the facility day and night. But now, row upon row of oil tankers, some 5,000 of them, sit idle. It's the same scenario at another nearby terminal for trucks carrying shipping containers. Since 2001, this has been a key starting point for the convoys that haul fuel and other critical supplies for U.S. and NATO operations into Afghanistan. Since the Pakistani government shut down the supply route in late November, drivers like Raymond Sher Alfredi say they're paying the price.
We have lost our livelihood. We are not earning anything. We just sit here. Unless the government makes a decision and allows us to go, we can't do anything.
Alfredi's clothes, the traditional shalwar kameez, are stained and rumpled. He says he used to make 5,000 rupees, more than $50, a day driving his oil tanker into Afghanistan. That's a lot of money in Pakistan. While he's angry over the loss of money, he says he's even angrier at the U.S. for killing 24 Pakistani soldiers. The incident brought U.S.-Pakistan relations to a boiling point. Akram Durrani, chairman of the All-Pakistan Tanker Owners Association, says the supply route should not be opened again until the U.S. apologizes.
And this has made people furious over the American attitude that they have not offered an apology. So if they offer an apology, then we could also talk to them, we could also help them. But this is not possible without the apology.
U.S. officials have expressed deep regret for the loss of the Pakistani lives, but they've stopped short of a formal apology. A U.S. investigation into the incident determined there were errors on both sides. Durrani says the U.S. doesn't appear to be too worried over the incident, but in fact, it is. U.S. officials say they need the ground supply route opened again, not only to get supplies into Afghanistan, but to help the drawdown of NATO forces across the country. Some shipments have been able to get into Afghanistan by air and by an overland route through a northern distribution network. But the route through Pakistan is better, cheaper, and faster. Senior U.S. military officials have been trying to visit Pakistan to talk about this issue, but the government here has delayed those visits until a parliamentary review decides on a new framework for relations between the two countries. Analyst Talat Masood says until then, Pakistan doesn't appear to be in a hurry to reopen the NATO supply lines.
This is one of the most central issues between the United States and Pakistan, because it's more or less a lifeline as far as the logistic supply was concerned. So America expects that Pakistan would be, you know, reviving the supply line, but I don't think there is that sense of urgency here at all.
One U.S. official said if Pakistan wants more money to use the supply route, just say so, they'll get it. But author and analyst Aisha Sadiqa thinks the issue of the NATO supply route is emblematic of much bigger problems between the U.S. and Pakistan.
I think the whole incident of NATO supply is reflective of A, trust deficit, B, I think very poor communication between the two governments. They're not managing to start that essential talking to each other and essential discussions and what do they want at the end of the day.
Sadiqa says Pakistan is likely using this time and leverage to work out what's best for the country, both financially and strategically. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.